Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, November 4, 2024. We'll have news, sports, music, and we'll have today the DX supplement of every week with news, with and hearings that are useful for the DXers and shortwave listeners around the world. And also we'll be sharing a feature on two very important folk groups such as Los Chalchaleros and Los Fronterizos, typical of the northern part of our country. We'll share a little bit of the history and, of course, a lot of the music. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXAP. And you can listen to us on the shortwaves, frequency 5850 kHz, also via internet through our app for mobile devices that you can download for free and is available for both Android and Apple cell phones. Okay, we are ready now for the news. These are the headlines. Milei's government withdraws Argentine military personnel from UN contingent in the Lebanon. According to a business chamber, sales grew for the first time in 2 years. Bolivia, former President Evo Morales on hunger strike. COP16 summit on climate change ended in Colombia with no agreement. Opposition party UCR denounces an attack on its headquarters in Buenos Aires. Formula One, Argentina's Franco Colapinto had to abandon the Brazilian Grand Prix due to an accident. And these are the news. The government of Javier Milei will withdraw Argentine troops from the UNIFIL, the United Nations peacekeeping force in the Lebanon. This decision, reported over the weekend by newspaper Perfil, marks a shift, aligned with Argentina's recent diplomatic stance closer to Israel, which is a policy promoted by President Milei. The UN mission, operational since 1978, has been a long-standing peacekeeping presence in the region. This military withdrawal follows the recent dismissal of Foreign Minister Diana Mondino, who resigned after voting against the American embargo on Cuba. It is to be noted that only the US and Israel supported this vote. Meanwhile, Gerardo Huertain, who until last week was Argentina's ambassador to Washington, is expected to be sworn in as the new Minister of Foreign Affairs on Monday. Retail sales in Argentina increased for the first time in 2 years, according to the Argentine Chamber of Medium Enterprises, the CAME or C-A-M-E. In its latest report, the entity noted a nearly 3% sales growth in September compared to the previous month, although overall revenue remains down by 13.2% for the year so far. President Milei highlighted this report by sharing a post of the lower house speaker, Martin Menem, who declared this data suggests the recession is over in Argentina. The Radical Civic Union Party claims its Buenos Aires headquarters were vandalized over the weekend. The UCR reports that unknown individuals broke in, causing damage, but taking nothing. President Milei, however, questioned the veracity of this incident on social media, implying it might be connected to recent tensions over university funding. The UCR and its leader, Martin Lustó, have supported demands from university faculty and students for increased funding as the government initiates an audit on public funds allocated to universities. In Bolivia, former President Evo Morales has begun a hunger strike calling for dialogue with President Luis Arce's government. Morales is demanding the release of several supporters detained for recent roadblocks and the withdrawal of criminal charges against him for the alleged abuse of a minor. Morales claims the accusations are politically motivated. President Arce, however, refuses to negotiate while the roadblocks continue, citing a very economic impact. The COP16 Climate Summit concluded in Cali, Colombia without a consensus. Delegates failed to agree on a final statement or set a date for the next meeting. Key disagreements centered on a proposal to create a $200 billion environmental fund championed by Brazil and several African nations, but rejected by the US, European Union and Japan. However, the summit did pass a measure to expand indigenous participation in decision-making and approved a framework for benefits that come from genetic data. Argentine driver Franco Colapinto is the content of our sports. Colapinto was forced to withdraw from the Brazilian Grand Prix after a crash amid heavy rains in Sao Paulo. The Williams pilot's accident led to a red flag and he ultimately finished 18th. The race was won by the Netherlands' Max Verstappen, who now stands close to securing the World Championship. Meanwhile, in Argentine football, Vélez Sarsfield remains at the top of the league table after a 1-1 draw with Argentinos Juniors. Boca Juniors, on the other hand, suffered a 1-0 loss to Lanús, remaining winless under new coach Fernando Gago. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE,
Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて、アルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, the VX supplement of every week with useful information for the Xers and shortwave listeners, but that will be after some music, and we're gonna be playing a track from the best-selling album of Argentine rock of all time, 1993's El Amor Después del Amor, Love After Love by Fito Páez. bring you now our regular DX supplements, which is produced by Arnaldo Slaen. Once again, and as we do every week, we bring you information that is useful for the Xers, for shortwave listeners out there. And we've got a list of hearings and countries, starting with Bolivia. There are two shortwave stations in Bolivia. One of them is Radio Mosochchaski on the frequency of 3,310 kHz that is airing programs from Chuquisaca and can be picked up at around 9 a.m. UTC time. They broadcast folk music and programs of diverse nature. Another Bolivian shortwave station that remains active is the historic Radio Pius XII that broadcasts from the mining region of Potosí, more precisely from Uyuni. Radio Pio XII, or Radio Pius XII, has been picked up on the shortwaves on its traditional frequency of 5,952 kHz on the 49-meter band at around 1 UTC in Aymara language, with programs on local folk music. Now let's move on to the Chinese People's Republic, or the People's Republic of China. There are two stations that we'd like to report on the tropical 60 meter band. We've got PBS Hunan transmitting from Xiangtan that can be picked up on the frequency of 4,990 kHz at around 2050 UTC time in Mandarin language. Another station that can be picked up on the frequency of 7,205 kHz is PBS Xinjiang from Urumqi, that has been carrying out test broadcasts as from 2235 UTC time in Uyghur language. There are also interesting news coming from Europe. Finland plans to broadcast on the medium wave in Russian language. The Christian media organization Alpha Media Group has applied to start radio transmissions to Russia from the former transmission center of Pori on the frequency of 9063 kHz with 600 kilowatts of power. Alpha Media Group is the successor of the Finnish Christian broadcaster Alpha TV, which went bankrupt in 2022. In an interview, the company's director Hannu Hauka stated that they are now planning not only religious programs, but also variety programs in Russia, in Russian, in cooperation with Western broadcasters. The 600 kilowatt transmitter is still located in Pori and is fit for use. Its coverage area includes major cities in Western Russia. Let us continue now with a clandestine station whose transmissions are targeting the Horn of Africa. The Voice of Fano broadcasts in Amharic to Ethiopia on the frequency of 15,215 kHz between 1700 and 1815 UTC time on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and now remains as a fixed registry on the HFCC. It is confirmed that the transmission is run and managed by Radio Miami International, the station run by our friend Jeff White, and also airs via TDF in France, in Issoudun, with 500 kilowatts of power. However, the station has been on the air since May 1st, 2024. The registry also indicates that the transmission days are Mondays and Thursdays instead of Wednesdays and Saturdays. And we end our hearing suggestions with three little European broadcasters. Shortwave Radio is a commercial broadcaster coming back on the shortwaves after 3 months of preparation. In an email sent to our American colleague and DXer Glenn Hauser, who's the editor of the World of Radio publication, the following timetable has been reported, a timetable that will be in place as from, or has been in place since September 23. The frequency 6160 kHz, and the time for shortwave radio is between 0700 and 2200 hours UTC time. And then there is another time for picking up the station between 5 p.m. and midnight UTC time 2 on the frequency of 3975 kHz. Next we've got channel 292 station broadcasting from Rohrbach in Germany, and this station currently has technical problems. The transmitters that put on the air the frequencies of 3955 and 6070 kHz can't broadcast. However, the frequency of 9670 kHz can be used. Now, there is a station called SM Radio The Saw that we'd like to report on too. They have the following timetable for their transmissions until the end of November. November 10, 2024, 1200 to 1300 hours UTC time. The frequency is 6070, that's 6070 kHz, via Moschbrum in Austria with 100 kilowatts of power. And they will also broadcast on November 24 between noon and 2 p.m. on the frequency of 6095 kHz via Nauen in Germany with 100 kilowatts. And that's for SM Radio Dessau, which is the final station we are reporting on this week's edition of the DX Supplement, which is produced by Arnaldo Slain as usual. Kind 73s to all of you.
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentina.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
La Rai, Argentina al mondo.
Rai, Argentinian in the world.
Coming up, a feature on Los Chalchaleros and Los Fronterizos, two of the most important folk groups of all time. But that will be after some tango music on the airwaves of RAE. This is a classic that was made famous originally by Carlos Gardel, but this is a great rendition of this tango called Mano a Mano, which is a very slang Argentine expression for "we are even," no? I don't owe you anything. That's basically the concept behind the lyrics of this great tango song, one of my favorites. Mano a Mano by Uruguayan-born singer Julio Sosa.
Rechifleo en mi tristeza, hoy te pido que así, en mi pobre vida paya, solo una buena mujer. Tu presencia de bacana puso calor en mi nido, fuiste buena consecuente y yo sé que me has querido, como no quisiste a nadie, como no podrás querer. Se dio juego de remenche cuando vos, pobre percanta, gambeteabas la pobreza en la casa de pensión. Hoy sos toda una bacana, la vida te ríe y canta, los morlacos de ese horario los tirás a la marchanta, como juega el gato maula con el mísero ratón. Hoy tenés el mate lleno de infelices ilusiones, te engrupieron los otarios, las amigas, el gavión. La milonga entre magnates con sus locas tentaciones, donde triunfan y claudican milongueras pretensiones, te han entrado muy adentro en el pobre corazón. nada debo agradecerte, mano a mano hemos quedado, no me importa lo que has hecho, lo que haces, ni lo que harás. Los favores recibidos creo habértelos pagado, y si hay una deuda chica sin querer se me ha olvidado, en la cuenta del notario que tenés y se la cargas. Mientras tanto que tus triunfos, pobres triunfos pasajeros, sean la larga fila de riquezas y placer. El bacán que te acama la tenga pesos duraderos, que te abracen las paradas con camisos milongueros y que digan los muchachos, oh, es una buena mujer. Y mañana cuando seas descolado mueble viejo y no tengas esperanzas en el pobre corazón. Si precisas una ayuda, si te hace falta un consejo, acordate de este amigo que ha de jugarse el pellejo para ayudarte en lo que pueda cuando llegue la ocasión.
RAE, Argentina to the World presents.
Canto que nace en mi Salta, con changos amigos en el Nacional.
Los chalchaleros and los fronterizos. Two groups that made history in Argentine folklore.
Los chalchaleros nacimos con un tarareo, murmullo y silba.
The province of Salta, one of the oldest and most beautiful of the country, is located in northwestern Argentina. It's always been seabed and cradle of one of the richest flows of our popular music, folklore. Exemplary representatives of Salta are, for example, the Cuchi Leguizamón and Manuel Castilla, Diabolos brothers Jaime Dávalos and the duo Salteño are from there too. Same happens with Eduardo Falú, Mariana Carrizo and Daniel Toro, among many, many more renowned musicians who devoted to folklore. Also from the province of Salta, there are two groups we will be talking about today. Los Chalchaleros, created in 1948, and Los Fronterizos, born in
1953.
Los Chalchaleros took their name from a singing bird of northern Argentina, the red thrush, or chalchalero. Their first four members, all of them quite young, after meeting at a school event, got together to rehearse for a couple of months and made their debut at a theater hall in the city of Salta in 1948. Immediately afterwards, the band's popularity grew in the province. The band's first great hit and first recording was the Zamba Lloraré, I'll Cry.
Lloraré, 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 triste y solo en este mundo.
Los Chalchaleros resorted to vocal and instrumental harmonization to interpret traditional sambas and compositions by Jaime Dávalos and Gustavo Leguizamón. And, with that simple proposal, they contributed to make popular a model of folklore group integrated by four members, accompanying their voices by three guitars and a drum, attired in an idealized version of Creole clothes. The minimal formation and the charm of its members matched the group with those playing at campfires and festivals that multiplied during the 50s. As from 1953, they established their permanent presence on the radio stations and started taking part in the first TV shows.
Mm-hmm. memoria, un valle, cuali la luna en la noche de abril, y aquel pueblito de Córdoba, un valle, cuali la luna en la noche de abril, y aquel pueblito de Córdoba. Si un águila fue tu cariño, paloma, mi pobre alma, temblando, mi corazón en tu garra sangró y no le tuviste lástima. Temblando, mi corazón en tu garra sangró y no le tuviste lástima. No olvidaré cuando en tu Córdoba te vi y tu clavel bajo los árboles robé. Mi brazo fueron tu nido, tu pelo, la luz de la luna entre los álamos. Mi brazo fueron tu nido, tu pelo, la luz de la luna entre los álamos. Hey. Cuando en el cielo de pronto se ve que nace y muere un relámpago. Recuerda, cuando en el cielo de pronto se ve que nace y muere un relámpago. La sábana que sobre el suelo se tiende cuando la escarcha no es blanca como la tímida flor de tu piel, ni fría como tu lágrima. No es blanca como la tímida flor de tu piel, ni fría como tu lágrima. No olvidaré cuando en tu Córdoba te vi y tu clavel bajo los árboles robé. Mi brazo fueron tu nido, tu pelo, la luz de la luna entre los álamos. Mi brazo fueron tu nido, tu pelo, la luz de la luna entre los álamos.
Los Chalchaleros kept active during 54 years. Till 2002, when they bade their farewell with a great recital in Salta. All in all, they edited nearly 50 records that spread the Argentine folklore styles such as the zamba, the vidala, the cueca, and the chacarera. And although some members of the group kept changing, others stayed with the group for a long time. One of them even from the beginning, 54 years ago. We refer to Juan Carlos Arabia, whom we will listen now expressing his gratitude to life and God for the success conquered by Los Chalchaleros, despite the fact that none of them had good musical knowledge.
Y agradecer por lo mucho o poco que te da,
I thank God for everything he gave me. He gave me a lot. The people's love for something that started as a game, to woo girls. I started singing jokingly and ended traveling to Buenos Aires to sing and record. All of a sudden, we were hired by RCA Victor, Los Chalchaleros, the group that was born because of. We didn't sing well, didn't know how to play the guitar, didn't know any music at all. Nothing. We never pronounced the last syllable because we didn't know how to breathe.
Ande, samba, de mi esperanza, amanecida como un querer.
Sueño, sueño del alma, que a veces muere sin flor. te canto, porque tu canto derrama amor. Caricia de tu pañuelo que va envolviendo mi corazón.
Caricia de tu pañuelo que va envolviendo mi corazón. Estrella, tú que miras, tú que escuchaste mi padecer.
Estrella, deja que cante, deja que quiera como yo sé.
Estrella, deja que cante, deja que quiera como yo sé. Va pasando, como la vida no vuelve más.
El tiempo me va matando y tu cariño será, será.
El tiempo me va matando y tu cariño será.
Soy polvareda que al viento va. Zamba, ya no me dejes, yo sin tu canto no vivo más.
Zamba, ya no me dejes, yo sin tu canto no vivo más. Estrella, tú que escuchaste mi padecer.
Estrella, deja que cante, deja que quiera como yo sé.
Estrella, deja que cante, deja que quiera como yo sé.
Shortly after the birth of the Chalchaleros in the same city of Salta, a new group made its debut. There were also four young people who played the guitar and the drums and who also performed folklore songs. Los Fronterizos. They got together in 1953, owned an interpretative quality that allowed them to distinguish themselves from the Chalchaleros and gain their own identity. Among the first compositions they interpreted, we can mention La Esperanzada, the one keeping up hope, Campo Quijano, Quijano Field, and El Indio Muerto, the dead Indian.
Adentro, el cielo está enlutado, de opaco poncho de nube, el día murió a lo lejos, no está velando a cebole, el día murió a lo lejos, no está velando a cebole, los cerros devuelven ecos del canto del chilicote, que perdido entre los yuyos corea responso triste, que perdido entre los yuyos corea responso triste.
Ha muerto el indio poeta,
silencio le hacen los cerques y en los arroyos de Alta lloran los sauces. Lloran los sauces su muerte.
esperanzosas nubes para contarles el luto que embarga los hondos valles. Para contarles del luto que embarga los hondos valles. Indio del triste silbo, tu canto lo tiene el monte. De noche lo dará el viento pa' que lo hace por los aires. De noche lo dará el viento pa' que lo hace por los aires.
Ha muerto el indio poeta,
silencio le hacen los cerques y en los arroyos de Anta lloran los sauces.
After their debut, another great musician, guitarist and composer, Eduardo Falú, heard the Fronterizos and started collaborating with the group. In 1956, a member of the group left and Cesare Sella took over. With his incorporation, the group gave a huge leap. He introduced a novel harmonic structure, often with a high-pitched voice singing on the music by the first or second baritone, while the bass alternating solo fragments. This formation brought them a sweeping success that took the quartet to tour our country, Europe, Japan and the States, performing at the Vatican, where they interpreted the Creole Mass, O Misa Criolla, together with Eduardo Falú and Ariel Ramírez.
Por el río Paraná, aguas arriba navego, el sol quema como un fuego en la siesta litoral.
During the 60s, Argentina witnessed the so-called folklore boom, the end of several decades in which the music of the provinces had been polishing certain traits and improving from the instrumental, vocal and poetical points of view. The high interest in our native music made the radio and TV broadcast folklore daily. In 1961, the Cosquín Folklore Festival was born, while Buenos Aires was invaded by campfires and campfire guitar jams. Two emblematic records are often mentioned, both by the Fronterizos. They are Coronación del Folklore, Folklore Crowning, by Eduardo Falú, Los Fronterizos and Ariel Ramírez, of 1963, and La Misa Criolla, the Creole Mass, also by Ariel Ramírez with the Fronterizos in 1964. The Misa Criolla or Creole Mass enabled the Fronterizos to tour the world and sell thousands of records.
En el año 63, obtienen
In 1963, the Fronterizos obtained a second golden record. Moreover, that same year, Philips summoned Ariel Ramírez, Eduardo Falú, and the Fronterizos to record a simple that would become the hit. It was Coronación del Folclore, or Crown in Folklore.
Llegamos al año 64. Algo se estaba gestando desde algún
we
tiempo
We are
atrás.
In 1964. Something had been growing for some time. Ariel Ramírez composed one of the greatest hits. The theme was religious. We referred to the famous Creole Mass, selecting for the interpretation the most appropriate voices of the time, the Fronterizos. This piece of work obtained an endless number of prizes and it was platinum record.
A la huella,
José Mario, oh.
Por las pampas heladas,
Carlos y Ortino.
Cobijo ni fonda, si ganamos.
asustada, brillo sin sueño. José y María, con un Dios escondido, nadie sabía.
In 1966, César Isela announced his departure to set up as soloist. The Fronterizos covered the vacancy with Yayo Quesada in order to continue recording and live performing in Argentina and abroad, something they achieved with a sweeping success until in 1977, something they achieved with a sweeping success until in 1977, they announced their separation. During their whole career, the Fronterizos recorded over more than 300 musical compositions.
Cuando salí de Santiago, todo el camino lloré. Lloré sin saber por qué, pero sí les aseguro que mi corazón es duro, pero aquel día floje. Dejé que el suelo querido y el rancho donde nací, donde tan feliz viví, alegremente cantando, en cambio vivo llorando igualito que el Crespi. Los años ni la distancia jamás pudieron lograr de mi memoria apartar y hacer que te eche al olvido. Ay, mi Santiago querido, yo añoro tu quebracha. Mañana cuando me muera, si alguien se acuerda de mí, lléveme donde nací, si quieren darme la gloria, y toquen a mi memoria la doble que canto aquí. Algunos de mis paisanos, rancho, padre, madre, hermano, con tanta facilidad. Santiago no ha de ser el que obre de esa manera, despreciar la chacarera por otra danza importada. Eso es ver la mancillada a nuestra raza campera. Almohada mojada las encontré, más ignoro si soñé, pues que despierto lloraba, o en lontananza miraba el rancho aquel que dejé.
¡Bueno!
Tal vez en el campo santo no hay un lugar para mí, paisano le voy a pedir que cuando llegue el momento, tíreme en el campo abierto, pero sí donde nací.
Señoras y señores, con ustedes, los Fronterizos.
Y de la
chalchareros and los fronterizos performed in the most important theaters of South America. They toured the whole world and were always considered true maestros of the folk genre and music in general. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Los Chalchaleros and Los Fronterizos. Two groups that made history in Argentine folklore. Production, Julieta Galván. Operation, Esteban Villarruel. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the West.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Let us listen now to a little bit of rock music by a group Divididos. It's a power trio, and it may be the most important rock trio from Argentina, together with Soda Stereo. But Soda played with backing musicians, a keyboard player. They also had brass. But Divididos is known, and it presents itself as a trio, as just three musicians that make as much noise as a full orchestra. That's their identity. That's how they sell themselves. La aplanadora del rock. That's how they are known. I'm finding the word aplanadora, I don't have it on the tip of my tongue, so I'm going to Google a steamroller. There you go. Yes, the steamroller of rock and roll. That's how they are called. They sound very, very loud. But apart from that, they're super popular. They're very, very popular. The group was founded in the late 1980s by guitarist and singer Ricardo Mojo, together with a very talented bass player Diego Arnedo. And then they had a number of members throughout the years as drummers. But the latest one, who's been with them for several years, is Catriel Ciavarella. Quite recently, Divididos gave a massive concert at the Vélez Sarsfield Stadium, and loads of people attended this show, in which they celebrated three decades with music, more than three decades with music. Back in the 90s, they had a number of radio hits, and this song that we're going to be playing is from their fourth album. That wasn't as commercially successful as the previous two ones, but still, it was a quite remarkable album, typical of the 1990s. This is the first single from Otro Letra Baladna. That's the name of the album, but the first single is Having Mate, or Drinking Mate, in La Paz, the capital of Bolivia. This is the song we're going to be listening to by Divididos, final track of today's program on RAE.
Vale.
And with that, we come to the end of today's program of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, for Monday, November 4, 2024. That was operated by sound technician Sergio Bosco and hosted by yours truly, Fernando Farias, a show that is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. Thank you very much for listening, and hasta mañana.